Discover whether you are a visual, auditory, or kinesthetic learner. Knowing how you best process information is extremely helpful for learning and can easily cut learning time considerably. To find this out, get a piece of paper and across the top of the page write visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. Under each category, write as many adjectives as you can think of that pertain to that category. The longest list will give you an idea of your preferred learning and processing mode. If you are a visual person, then you would benefit by underlining, highlighting, using colored markers, making colorful mind maps, drawing pictures, symbols, or graphs, and by using your imagery as you study. Make mental pictures of what you are studying whenever possible and project them onto an imaginary mental movie screen. Make your mental pictures colorful, humorous, exaggerated, and full of action. This will make stronger impressions of the information by involving more brain cells, making the information easier to recall. During your test, look at your mental movie screen and recall the mental pictures, graphs, or drawings. Doing this will help lead you to the necessary information. If all else fails, then imagine your professor on your mental movie screen and ask your professor for the answer. In most tests, it is best to write something for an answer than nothing at all. Get into the habit of using your mental movie screen to impress any visual information you need to remember. If you are an auditory person, then learn to engage your auditory mode for learning by attending all your lectures, discussing what you learned with others, including any visuals used. Do this during your study sessions. You can also record your lessons and listen to them during your meditations. Get into the practice of explaining out loud what you have learned to an imaginary audience of children. This will allow you to hear the information, simplify it, and evaluate your understanding of it. Because you are auditory, don't get caught up in the listening. Remind yourself to take notes. During your test, read the test question, listen to your inner voice giving you the answer, and write the answers down. You can also talk quietly to yourself to solicit the answer. If all else fails, mentally ask your professor for the answer and hear him give you the answer, then write it down. If you are a kinesthetic person, then engage your senses and be as hands-on as you can. Incorporate your kinesthetic mode of learning by imagining how something feels, being in the experience whenever possible, using your imaginary sense of touch, engaging the emotions, and/or by doing some kind of rhythmic action as you learn, such as pacing or tapping your fingers lightly. Explain what you have learned to an imaginary audience as if you were actually there in front of the audience doing the presentation. The best results are achieved when you learn to engage all three learning modes. Be organized when you study and create an effective system for studying. You may consider doing the following. 1. Before you begin studying, take a few moments to close your eyes and take a deep breath. After exhaling, identify, categorize, or sort the information you are going to study. Title a material and name the author if necessary. Then, open your eyes and begin studying. Doing this will help you to create a mental file, prepare you for the information, make stronger impressions of the information, and allow you to track it down easier when you need to recall it. By consciously identifying, categorizing, or sorting your information, you are organizing and adding meaning to the material before learning it, instead of just cramming it in a semi-unconscious manner. Identifying, categorizing, and sorting the information will help you be more focused, learning the material better, and recalling it easier. Having high recall ability is vital for achieving high scores in tests. Studying is similar to typing information into a computer and saving it. Once the information is part of the computer's memory, it is always there. Such is the case with studying information. Once you have impressed the information into your brain's memory, it is always there. The problem with retrieving information from your computer or brain lies in how well it was saved and whether or not you can track it down when you need it. If you cannot remember the name of the document and where the document was saved, then finding the document will be difficult and time-consuming. Likewise, if you cannot retrieve the information learned from your own memory, because it was not filed away properly or impressed strongly, then recalling the information will be difficult. Identifying, categorizing, or sorting information will help file learned information effectively for easier retrieval. 2. As you study, train yourself to section your material in big chunks first. Do an overview of the material or chapter in order to create a sort of outline or mental map of the material. Use headings as guidelines. Write them down on a sheet of paper and then flesh out each heading with what you learned in your own words. Then write in the specific details such as dates, locations, and names. On the side of each segment and or category, write the main idea. At the end of your notes, write your own summary for the lesson and review your summary frequently. 3. Write a question or questions pertaining to the subject matter on a separate sheet of paper. Form a list of the questions you wrote as you studied and create short quizzes for yourself. Use your quiz in study groups. Ask to be quizzed during your study groups. Quiz others and/or quiz yourself frequently when alone. Encourage those in your study group to create their own quizzes and bring them to the study sessions. This will help you learn from a different perspective. Merge the quizzes to create a more thorough one and have a deeper understanding of the material. As you study, go back to previous topics and quiz yourself. 4. Remember to use colorful mind maps of the information learned. This helps make stronger impressions of the information. Funny drawings or doodles also help reinforce information, since they engage the emotions. Also remember to imagine yourself explaining what you learned to a young child. This will help simplify the concepts in your own mind and go over the information, your notes, and key points daily and frequently. Now that we have reviewed some effective study techniques, here is a way you can make studying even more fun and effective through the use of mnemonics. Mnemonics are methods for remembering information, therefore improving memory. Most everyone is familiar with auditory mnemonic methods that helped in remembering how many days in each month of the year, whether the I is before E, and the order of musical notes. Other mnemonic methods rely on using imagery, where an association is made between a familiar mental image or visual cue and a newly learned bit of information converted into visual form. By remembering the familiar image or visual cue, the newly learned bit of information associated to it is recalled. Taking the time to make associations helps to improve the retention of the material and memory. When things are associated in memory, thinking of one helps bring the other to mind. You can help bring learned information to mind by thinking about what you have associated it with. This type of association is very visual and can be used effectively by auditory and kinesthetic learners just the same. Did that sound okay? Visual associations can help you remember names of people, lists, dates, mathematical or chemical formulas, phone numbers, and will improve your memory and or your recall ability. To do effective visual associations, you must use your mental movie screen. Your mental movie screen is used for projecting images onto it. It is out and away from you and slightly above the horizontal level of sight. To locate your mental movie screen, start with your eyes closed and looking slightly upwards as if looking at a theater screen. Do not use your eyelids as screens. Once you locate your mental movie screen, you can use it with your eyes open as well. Using your mental movie screen will internalize your thinking process since it uses imagery. This means that in order to use your mental movie screen with your eyes open, you must defocus your eyesight and go within. You cannot have focused eyesight and imagine your mental movie screen at the same time. Using your mental movie screen with eyes open can be handy while in class or test taking. The best and most impressive associations are those that are colorful, humorous, action-packed, and exaggerated in size or number. Let's start with remembering names. An easy way to start practicing making visual associations using your mental movie screen is to convert abstract words, such as names of people you're about to meet, into concrete pictures and associating the pictures with the person in order to remember them in the future. It is easier to remember a picture than an abstract word. This is why people often say they remember faces but not names. The main thing to remember when you meet someone for the first time is 1. Pay attention. Give your full attention when meeting a person by engaging your visual, auditory, and kinesthetic modes in order to make a strong impression of them and their name. Engage your visual mode by paying attention to the person's looks and noticing any outstanding feature, such as height, color of hair, eyes, or body type. Engage your auditory mode by paying attention to the sound of the person's voice. Ask them for their name and repeat it slowly and clearly after them. Ask them an appropriate question, such as where they're from or where they go to school. Engage your kinesthetic mode by shaking hands with the person and feeling the pressure of the hand grip, texture of their skin, and strength of the handshake. 2. Make mental pictures and associations. Convert the person's name into a mental picture. Make sure the image contains visual, auditory, and kinesthetic elements. Make sure your mental picture is colorful and detailed. The more detailed the image, the easier it is to remember. For example, my name, Laura Silva Quesada, can be converted in the following manner. Laura can be converted to Aura. Silva to Silver. Quesada, a quesadilla, or cheese taco. You would then create an image of me with a silver aura emanating from me as I eat a quesadilla. Make sure the image is active, funny, or exaggerated in size or number. Imagine the quesadilla very large and the cheese spilling out of it and onto my clothing. You can also imagine the cheese as being very stringy as I bite into the taco and pull it away from me. Let's take the name Jack Chafin. The name Jack Chafin can be converted in the following way. Jack can be represented by the kind of jacks children play with. Chafin can be represented by a chafing dish. You would then picture Jack heating jacks in a chafing dish. Imagine the ball as being piping hot and bouncing up and down inside the dish as the jacks crackle and pop as Jack heats them up. 3. Project the image onto your mental movie screen. Make sure to take the time to project the mental picture onto your mental movie screen. Project the image and the associations with your eyes open, and then later reinforce the person's name by reviewing the mental picture with your eyes closed. This process only takes a few seconds. You can also learn formulas and equations easier and faster by converting them into images. Start off with simple formulas and then move on to more complicated formulas. Complicated images are sometimes easier to remember because of the detail. The more you practice mental and visual associations, the easier it gets through time. It is easier for you to grasp an abstract concept, such as an equation, when you create a visual representation of it. Develop a visual language that you will use consistently and will allow you to create images based on mathematical equations from any discipline, including algebra, trigonometry, geometry, calculus, or chemistry. Although visuals have been used in many ways in books, graphs, and other materials, when you create the visual of the equation yourself and project it onto your mental movie screen, the impression made on your brain is stronger, and recall of the equation more effective. Start by converting letters into objects and link them in the same order they are in the formula. The following guidelines may be helpful. Be consistent with your images and how you use symbols. Do not use the same image or symbol to represent more than one thing, number, or letter. Always project your images onto your mental movie screen so that you can retrieve the information or formula from the screen when needed. Review your final image of the formula several times. Memory pick systems are also very useful in remembering formulas and equations. Memory pick systems are simple to learn and fun to use. Memory systems based on numbers and phonetic sounds are easy to remember and help in remembering lists, phone numbers, and dates. Bruno First developed one of the easiest courses of that type. The system is based on first learning the initial peg word and phonetic sound or sounds assigned to a specific number from 1 to 0. Once the peg words are learned, then they are associated with what needs to be remembered. This system allows you to associate a known, being the peg word, with the unknown, being the item that needs to be remembered. It is best to associate the two in a humorous and/or attractive manner, making the images detailed, colorful, and exaggerated in size and/or number makes it easier to remember. With this system, only consonants and their similar phonetic sounds have numerical value. Vowels and silent letters have no numerical value. And double letters count for one number. Once you learn the first 10 memory pegs, you can create a peg word for any number. It is preferable if the peg word is an object that can be easily visualized. Always use the same peg word, object, or symbol for any given number. Once the peg word is chosen, you then represent it in a mental picture and project it onto your mental movie screen in order to make a strong impression. Practicing memory pegs helps you to develop visualization and imagination, two ingredients for problem solving. It also helps in improving your memory and creativity. The letters, phonetic sounds, and peg words assigned to the numbers are as follows. Remember, there are no numerical values given to vowels and silent letters. This may be a good time to get a piece of paper and write down the following instructions. The letter T was assigned to number 1 because there is one downstroke in the letter T, as there is in the number 1. The same applies with the letter D. The letters D and T resemble each other in sound and are both assigned to number 1. The letter N was assigned to number 2. There are two downstrokes in the letter N, as there are in the number 2. If you were to drop the number 2 down towards the left, it would resemble the letter N. Remember these associations as you go. M was assigned to number 3. There are 3 downstrokes in the letter M, as there are in the number 3. If you were to drop the number 3 down towards the left, it would resemble the letter M. R was assigned to number 4 because R resembles a 4 backwards. The letter L was assigned to number 5. You can associate number 5 to the letter L by simply imagining a law officer or policeman raising his hand with all 5 fingers and saying, "Stop in the name of the law." The letter J was assigned to number 6. The letter J and the number 6 resemble each other. K was assigned to number 7. The letter K is a downstroke with a reversed or lazy 7 leaning on it. The letter F was assigned to number 8. Both the lowercase manuscript letter F and the number 8 have a loop on top and a loop on the bottom. Remember these associations as we go along through the list. B was assigned to number 9. The number 9 is a reversed B upside down. The letter Z was assigned to the number 0 because both start with Z. Now that you know the letter that corresponds to each number, here are the peg words that are used for the first 10 memory pegs, and a practice list of 10 objects for you to associate and remember. 1 is the letter T. The peg word assigned to number 1 is T. The letters E and A are vowels and do not have numerical value. The letter D also applies for number 1 because it sounds similar to D. Now make a mental picture of a huge cup of hot tea and project it onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number 1 is the only image you will use from now on. The object that you are going to peg for this practice list with number 1 is red shoe. Imagine a red shoe inside a huge cup of hot tea with a string attached to it in a way that it resembles a tea bag soaking in hot water. Imagine this red shoe soaking in the cup of tea like a tea bag. Project this image onto your mental movie screen. Two is the letter N. The peg word for number 2 is Noah. The letters O and A are vowels and have no numerical value, and the H is silent and also has no numerical value. Now make a mental picture of an old man with a long white beard and project it onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number 2 is the only image you will use from now on. The object that you're going to peg with number 2 for this practice list is a brown cardboard box. Imagine Noah or an old man with a long white beard popping out of the brown cardboard box and saying, "Surprise!" Project this image onto your mental movie screen. 3 is the letter M. The peg word for number 3 is May. The letters A and Y are vowels and have no numerical value. Now make a mental picture of a maypole and project it onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number 3 is the only image you will use from now on. The object that you're going to peg with number 3 in this practice list is computer. Imagine computers with arms and legs holding on to the ribbons of a maypole and dancing happily around the maypole. Project this image onto your mental movie screen. 4 is the letter R. The peg word for number 4 is ray, like a sun ray. The letters A and Y are vowels and have no numerical value. Now make a mental picture of a sun ray and project it onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number 4 is the only image you will use from now on. The object that you are going to peg with number 4 in this practice list is a black Labrador puppy. Imagine a black Labrador puppy laying outside on the grass with sun rays shining down on him. 5 is the letter L. The peg word for number 5 is law. The letter A is a vowel and has no numerical value, and the W is silent. Now make a mental picture of a law officer or policeman holding up his hand and saying, "Stop in the name of the law," and project that image onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number 5 is the only image you will use from now on. The object that you're going to peg with number 5 is pine tree. Imagine a group of pine trees crossing the street and the law officer raising his hand to them and screaming out to them, "Stop in the name of the law." Or you can imagine a pine tree dressed as a police officer and raising its hand and saying, "Stop in the name of the law." Project this image onto your mental movie screen. 6 is the letter J. The peg word for number 6 is jaw. The letter A is a vowel and has no numerical value, and the W is silent. Now make a mental picture of a man with a very large jaw and project it onto your mental movie screen. The image of Jay Leno would work very well here. Whatever image you choose for number 6 is the only image you will use from now on. The sound made by the letters SH, SS, CH, and the soft G as in gym. Also apply for number 6 because they sound similar to J. The object that you're going to peg with number 6 is a large bouquet of spring flowers. Imagine Jay Leno, or a man with a large jaw, smelling the flowers with his jaw halfway inside the bouquet. Project this image onto your mental movie screen. Seven is the letter K. The peg word for number 7 is key. The letters E and Y are vowels and have no numerical value. Now make a mental picture of a large gold key and project it onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number 7 is the only image you will use from now on. The hard C sound, such as in the word cat, and the hard G sound, such as in the word gate, also apply for number 7 because they sound similar to K. The object that you're going to peg with number 7 is television. Imagine that the only way you can turn on your television is with a very large and ornate gold key. Imagine having to use both hands to turn the key in order to turn your television on. Project this image onto your mental movie screen. 8 is the letter F. The peg word for number 8 is fee, such as a price tag. The E's are vowels and have no numerical value. Now represent the peg word fee with a large price tag of $8 million and project it onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number 8 is the only image you will use from now on. The sound made by the letters PH, FF, and V also apply for number 8 because they sound similar to F. The object you're going to peg with number 8 is picture frame. Imagine that you want to buy a beautiful, ornate picture frame with precious stones embedded throughout the frame that has a price tag of $8 million. Imagine yourself shocked to see this price tag of $8 million. Project this image onto your mental movie screen. 9 is the letter B. The peg word for number 9 is bay. The letters A and Y are vowels and have no numerical value. Now make a mental picture of land and water and project it onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number 9 is the only image you will use from now on. The sound made by the letter P also applies for number 9 because it sounds similar to B. The object that you're going to peg with number 9 is a red sports car. Imagine a bay where only red sports cars are allowed to sun and swim. Imagine red sports cars playing and racing in the water. Imagine other red sports cars laying out on their towels and turning a deeper shade of red. Project this image onto your mental movie screen. Zero is the letter Z. The peg word for number zero is zoo. The O's are vowels and have no numerical value. Now make a mental picture of a zoo and project it onto your mental movie screen. Whatever image you choose for number zero is the only image you will use from now on. The sound made by the letters S and the soft C, as in the word mice, also apply for number zero because they sound similar to Z. The object you're going to peg with the number zero is a pair of glasses. Imagine all the animals in the zoo wearing glasses of all shapes, sizes, and colors. Some animals have a sense of humor and are wearing funny-looking glasses. Project this image onto your mental movie screen. Let's continue, and we will go back to our list in a moment. To form additional peg words, simply write the letter that corresponds to the number and fill it in with vowels and silent letters. The peg words for all the numbers starting with 1 will obviously begin with the letters T or D. The peg words for all the numbers starting with 2 will obviously begin with the letter N, and so on. Many peg words may apply for each number. Select only one that you will remember with the least effort. Using this system allows you to create as many pegs as you need or desire. Always use the same image when using your pegs. This will avoid confusion. And few lists require more than 10 pegs. Now turn your sheet of paper over, no cheating, and let's go over our list. What was the object associated with T? Write it down on the back of that sheet of paper. What was the object associated with Noah? Write down the object associated with May or maypole. With ray or sun rays. Number 5, law or police officer. 6, jaw or jay, such as in Jay Leno. 7, key. 8. What was the object for number 8 or fee, such as in a price tag of $8 million? 9, bay, such as in land and water. And finally, write down the object for the number zero or zoo. I'll bet you got them all correct. Remembering is really that easy. Small lists or long lists, it doesn't matter. What does matter is the attention you give to how you input the information and the manner in which you retrieve it. Memory Pegs makes it all so easy and fun. The phrase 10 more logic fibs will help you remember the first 10 memory pegs. Although making associations and using the peg system sounds complicated, It is quite easy and fun to do. And it works. Let's put it all together. With good study skills, a positive mental attitude, the use of mnemonics, and your alpha anchor, your learning and recall ability is sure to increase, and your test scores will certainly get better. Use your alpha anchor when you study and take tests. Your alpha anchor will help you make strong impressions of the material, making it easier for you to recall when you need it. The alpha anchor for learning is in the form of a specific hand position that resembles a hand position while holding a pencil or pen. You can use one hand or both. You can even use your writing hand as you take notes or write answers to questions during a test. Before using the alpha anchor, you first need to impress it during a meditation prior to studying or test taking. Enter your meditation and tell yourself mentally, "I am going to use my alpha anchor anytime I read or hear any lesson from now on. I will have keen concentration and understanding. Before studying, I will close my eyes and identify the lesson and author. As I study, I will make mental pictures of the lesson whenever possible. I will remember the information in the lesson anytime in the future with the use of my alpha anchor." Whenever you need to remember the lesson, like when taking a test, put your fingers together to activate the alpha anchor. Take a deep breath, relax, and mentally tell yourself, "The information for this test will come to me freely and easily." Read the test questions and answer all the questions you know the answers to. If you do not have the answer, then skip that question and move on to the next one. Next, go back to the unanswered questions. Take a deep breath, relax, and read the questions. Take a little more time on the questions. Let the answers come to you and write them down. If there is still a question left unanswered, read the unanswered question, close your eyes, and mentally ask someone who knows the answer for the information. Clear your mind for a moment by thinking of something unrelated and start figuring out the answer. Write down the answer that comes. In most cases, it is better to answer all the questions than to leave them unanswered. Remember, by identifying the lesson beforehand, making mental pictures as you learn, and programming the use of the alpha anchor for learning and improving recall, you have made very strong impressions on brain cells. Strongly impressed information leads to easier recall. It is now time to enter the meditation and impress the alpha anchor for learning. During the exercise, you will hear a background sound that is used for deep relaxation. Allow the sound to simply deepen your inner state. Keep your inner state passive and quiet. Towards the end of the exercise, the background sound will shift its pace and go faster. Your brain frequency will match the sound and rise to a higher level of consciousness where you will be able to open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. It is recommended that you listen to the meditation at least once before doing it. This will help you become familiar with the exercise.